KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's clear and 65 degrees here in Atlantic. We do look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 84, winds out of the south at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In local news, the Atlantic Board of Education elected new officers during their meeting last night at the high school. During their regular board session, Josh McLaren was selected as board president for the 2018-19 school year. He succeeds Allison Bruckner at the top board seat. Christy Pellet was reelected as vice president. Sarah Sheeter was reappointed and sworn in as board secretary treasurer. Atlantic Superintendent Steve Barber went over the 2017-18 annual report for the board. He said the graduation rate was a little more than 94% versus the state average of almost 91%. The dropout rate was a little bit higher, increasing from 7 to 12%, and the post-secondary enrollment went down a little bit, but 99% of the students completed a core program.
And then our post-secondary enrollment went down a little bit, but 99% of our kids completed a core program during the 2017-18 school year.
The ACT results, he said, are not yet in, and on the Iowa assessment with regard to proficiency in grades 3 to 11, the percentages were exceeded in 24 out of the 27 data points, 9 data points per subject in reading, math, and science. And when compared to the AEA, 23 out of 27 compared to the state. The Iowa assessments will not be taken next year, he said. The district will instead be taking the Iowa statewide assessment of student progress. Barber said also that although the school official count is not taken until October 1st, some preliminary numbers show that the Atlantic School District will be serving a few fewer students.
As of today anyway, that our certified count will be down about 12 and a half kids. So about, it was 1352 last year. I think right today we're at 1339. And then the difference between our open enrollment outs to ins also decreased by 12. We have 8 fewer open enrolled in, whether they graduated or moved. We have 3 more outs compared to last year.
There was a 3-student increase in the home school assistance program and dual enrollment, 6 tuitioned out, mainly due to foster care placement. Barber said also, since we're unable to secure a qualified industrial technology teacher, we did have an opportunity to get Mr. Roger Warren for a short term. He's instructing the drafting and Woods 1 classes. There is a shortage statewide in industrial tech teachers, according to Barber.
Recently, I talked to somebody from the Department of Education. Last year, our colleges produced 20 industrial arts instructors, and through Teach Iowa, there was approximately 40 to 50 job openings in that arena. So that kind of outlines the teacher shortage in that area.
Barber said they're making a concerted effort to get the district's information out to college and other interested individuals.
Atlantic Industrial Tech has a lot to offer to a motivated instructor, a comprehensive curriculum, construction trades business partners, master license professionals, Atlantic School Foundation for resources, opportunities to learn apprenticeship materials through potential externships, and many other wonderful opportunities for that individual.
The school board Wednesday approved the first reading of 14 new or revised policies, including one dealing with service animals, assistance animals, therapy animals, and emotional support animals on district property by either students, staff, or community members. That would include service dogs and even miniature horses, so long as the animals are housebroken, current on their vaccinations, and under control at all times. It also means those animals will not be allowed if they are deemed to pose a direct threat to the health or safety of others, if they are uncontrollable and not housebroken. Washington Elementary Principal Stacy Horning said that they learned during a special education law program this summer that under federal law, miniature horses and dogs are the only two animals that are truly allowed to be service animals. But miniature horses are rarely ever seen.
The lawyer that did our presentation said that she's never ever seen a miniature horse. In fact, she said if we ever had one, we were to call her so that she could see it in live action.
Okay.
But she said that those are the only two actually that are allowed. So it's federal law. So
we can stop.
We can stop therapy cat because they're not protected under IDEA, but horses and dogs are.
In other business, the Atlantic School Board approved an athletic training services agreement with the Cass County Memorial Hospital, providing an athletic trainer. They also approved the October 2018 FFA Leadership Conference in Indianapolis, Indiana, and a summer 2020 Costa Rica trip for certain Spanish students to enrich their learning opportunities. And voters in the Audubon Community School District on Tuesday approved the renewal of a physical plant and equipment levy, or PEPL, for another 10 years. Unofficial results from the Audubon County Auditor's Office on Wednesday showed that there were 159 yes and 4 no votes. 163 registered voters out of a possible 2,523 cast their ballots Tuesday, or for a turnout of 6.46%. The levy will fall into place beginning with the 2019-20 budget year and will not exceed 67 cents per $1,000 of the assessed valuation of taxable property within the school district, commencing with the levy for collection in the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2020. And Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Nagy recognized 13 students from Iowa at the state fair for providing the artwork that appears in the From the Farm to You calendar. Included among those who received recognition was trainer fifth grade student Monica Osborne, whose work was featured for the month of October. The calendar was distributed to fairgoers by the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship. You can see an electronic version of the calendar through a link under this same story on our news page or the Ag and Outdoor tab under the programs page at KJAN.com. In our funeral announcements, Robert Bob Hainline, age 81, of Henderson, died Saturday in Red Oak. Funeral services for Bob Hainline will be this morning at 10:30 at the Reekin V Funeral Home in Oakland. Roger Eddy, age 92, of West Burlington and formerly of Anita, died Saturday in West Burlington. Funeral services for Roger Eddy will be held today at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Anita has the arrangements. Robert Bob Finken, age 89, of Erling, died Monday. Mass of Christian burial for Bob Finken will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Edna Hightoff, age 87, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. A Mass of Christian burial for Edna Hightoff will be Saturday at 10 a.m. at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Harold Brunk, age 85, of Griswold, died Wednesday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital. Funeral services for Harold Brunk will be next Tuesday at 10:30 at the Griswold Community Building. Reekin Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Jack Raymond Johnson, age 67, of Guthrie Center, died September 9th. A memorial service for Jack Johnson will be Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Lutheran Church of Hope in West Des Moines. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Joanne Thompson, age 80, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A celebration of life for Joanne Thompson will take place September 22nd at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Charles Robinson, age 82, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Griswold Care Center. Services for Charles Robinson are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.